Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and it's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at all of the body today, and I want to say to you, there are just right. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some
Welcome to the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you to dare to dream and to keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. We have another great show lined up for you today. We're going to talk about the hidden secret to success. Those of you that are listening, put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. We're going to explore the hidden secrets that lead to a treasure of thoughts, ideas, and concepts. The secret to your success is hidden in your daily routine. To influence your future, get yourself a piece of paper and a pen or pencil and take down some notes, because we're going to tap in to some important secrets, some concepts, some ideas that will help you with your endeavors, whether it's academic success in the classroom or expanding your business, starting a business, or putting forth your foundation or your organization that you want to help in your community or to make a difference in people around the world. Today on the Mr. Motivator Show, we want to welcome our guest on the show this week. And I am so excited, because when you can have a show and you bring in some guests that you know research, they cover their field very well. And when it comes to investigative reporting work, we got the kind of people that know how to do that. Those of you that tuned in to the Mr. Motivated Show a few weeks ago when I was out filming a movie, one of my dear friends came in to host the show, and she also has a successful show called Let's Talk Truth. And she's here with us today because she wants to share her wisdom and share her insight to help you succeed against the odds. And she brought a friend with her. Now, let's give her a round of applause, the one and only, the talented, the beautiful, the lovely, the most witty, Miss Lois Bullock. And she brought a friend with her, Miss Louise. Folks, let's give it up for Miss Louise. Okay, welcome to the broadcast. And we would like to just allow you to go ahead and get it kicked off. So if there's something you want to put out there, Lois, go right ahead. Miss Motivator, yielding the floor to you.
All right. Well, first of all, I want to say good morning. This is a wonderful Saturday morning, and I am feeling so into this, okay? Now, we're talking about, he's going to talk about your hidden secrets that will lead to your success. First of all, when he said that, this put me into the mind that what is success, first of all? A lot of people think that success is just money. But I believe that success encompasses your whole being. Just like, how happy am I this morning? Am I happy? Am I for real happy? Or am I just putting on a facade? Well, but success is a combination of good health, good friends, the love you have in your heart for people. Because I'm sure, if I feel like I'm successful, even though I don't have a lot of finances, but I still feel like I'm successful because I'm doing the things I enjoy doing. So, you know, I'm just going to say that much, and then I'm going to give it back to you, because it's a plethora of things that I'm sure we're going to talk about that will give me a chance to really express myself as far as hidden secrets to success, okay?
Okay, thank you, Ms. Lois. I like the way you said, I know I'm successful, whether I have a lot of finances or not, but I want to clarify, I think you may not have a lot in your purse right now, but that doesn't hold back those the one or two banks that you own in the neighborhood. So you millionaires are all alike. You never want to disclose anything. And also, we want to welcome our guest, Ms. Louise. Louisa, is there something you would like to say at this time?
What I'd like to say, being successful means not only having wealth, but your health, and also having good relationships with people, sowing seeds along the way, blessing people. When you bless folks along the way, then that means you'll be successful, because later on down the road, those same people that you bless, they'll come back, you know, they'll come back and let you know that they appreciate you blessing them. One of the things I learned growing up was my dad, he planted a lot of seeds, you know, and he used to work as a custodian at school. He worked at school board for 30 years, and, of course, he's retired now. He used to bless the kids, you know, because he loved kids so much, and a lot of kids, he'd see they would be hungry, and sometimes they wouldn't have no lunch or anything like that. So he would take his lunch and give it to the kids if he saw that they were hungry. So when those kids grew up, they still remember him. And so they, every time they see him, they say, "Hello, Mr. Edwards, I remember you. You remember me from, I remember you from way back when I was at the school." So that's being successful, because when you've done such good works, you know, and a lot of times you can do good things, and it don't have to be out in, you know, out there in a spotlight. But the little things that you do, it'll come back. And so those people that you bless, they'll soon grow up, and they'll pass that blessing on to someone else. So that right there is a success.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Ms. Louise. And, Lois, I know that you've worked in corporate America, and you now have a successful show, Let's Talk Truth, and you have a beautiful studio and a staff of people that help you get everything together for your show to be successful. Now, some people try to make it look like it was a fly-by-night. You just thought of this idea, and it just, boom, you were outdoors, and you got this big idea, and within overnight, there you are. You came up with Let's Talk Truth, and you got all this money. But could you share with us some of your secrets that are strategies that you use to help yourself become successful, or how to share with us how you came about your successful show?
All right. Okay, Mr. Motivator, I'm going to start by saying something totally different to bring me to what you're going to say, what you asked me.
Okay.
First of all, when I think of success, I think about it a little differently than a lot of people, because of just the way I was brought up. Now, when you asked me to be a guest on your show, I went into our celebrity status, and I pulled out some names of some celebrities who are successful in their own right. And some of them struggle to be successful because I'm a firm believer that unless you're born with a silver spoon in your mouth, there is no way you can make yourself successful overnight.
Okay.
You have to have finances to become successful in society.
Yes.
Because that's what they're looking at. How are you going to move into certain areas? How are you going to open doors in certain areas without finances?
Yes.
So I went and I looked at a lot of different celebrities, and I researched them, you know, kind of like the young lady that says everything is true on the internet.
Yes.
And she was married to the total geek or whomever he was, but he told her he was a Frenchman, and the only words he could say was bonjour, but she believed him. Now, so I researched these people, and I did their bios from the internet. And one of the first person that I thought about was Sam Walton.
Oh, that's a good one.
Now, Sam Walton, you know he's successful because anytime you want to go buy something, you go in a Walmart store. That was Sam Walton's baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he has approximately 2,000 of them all over the United States.
Yes.
Now, Sam Walton was very successful. And he was successful to the point that he came from not meager existence. He didn't come from a meager existence. He pretty much had a little cushion to, you know, a little cushion for the cushion.
Yes.
So you need something to kind of boost you up on that booster chair before
yes.
you can start, you know, playing around that success table.
Yes.
So Sam Walton was very successful, and I looked at his, I read his bio.
Mm-hmm.
And another person, Warren Buffett. You know Warren Buffett is very successful. These are people that have way, way, way money.
Yeah, they're in the big.
Yeah, they're in the billion-dollar range. And I looked at Bill Gates, very successful man, because he has more than just money. You know, when you have, when somebody, you can call your name and people know exactly who you are, then I think you've arrived at success. So we know that these people have been successful. And I didn't want to leave out any people of color, and definitely not female of color. There's Miss Oprah Winfrey.
Okay.
Oprah Winfrey is a billionaire.
Okay. Now, did you find out anything?
Well, you know, hold on. Okay, all right. But let me finish saying this. Oprah Winfrey,
mm-hmm.
and then I saw Halle Berry recently on a talk show.
Okay.
So I kind of looked at Miss Halle Berry. These are, you know, icons. These are people that celebrity status that have, their hidden secrets have moved them into the successful status.
Yeah.
I went back old school, Mr. Motivator. You remember this lady. I don't really remember her, but I know you're older than me, and you're old enough to get this down. So, Ella Fitzgerald.
Yes.
Now, she's, and I'm trying to name people who, what I do in my research, I wanted to see where they came from.
Yes.
To arrive at the status that they are. So, I know you remember Ella Fitzgerald, right?
Yeah.
I know my mom talked about her.
Oh, she was awesome.
And see, I don't know her. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't back there in that day. But Mr. Motivator was. And then you look at another person of color,
yeah.
which was Denzel Washington,
mm-hmm.
who I used to tell my children that was their father when they were little.
Yeah.
I said, Denzel Washington is your daddy. Because I admire that man so much,
yes.
and not so much for his good looks, but he has charisma. So
yes.
automatically, that's success in my book.
Yes.
So he's very successful.
Yes.
So I looked at all those people. Then I thought about myself. As I said earlier, I'm not real old, but I'm old enough to have been at this a while.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have been slapped down, picked up, slapped down again, knocked down, lied on, pushed aside. Just anything negative you could say about a person has been done to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I, as far as my hidden secret,
mm-hmm.
my success came from the hidden part of me that God put in me,
mm-hmm.
you know, at birth.
Yeah.
God gives us, I believe, every little strip of what our success is going to be. Mm-hmm. He puts it inside of you.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, and I don't want to be the only one talk here. I want to give everybody a chance, but this is something that really I think is will bless you if you will listen to it, because where I am is not just fully to where I'm going or where I'm expected to go, but at least I'm not where I was in the beginning.
Yeah.
And another male person of color that I admire, Tyler Perry.
Okay.
Tyler Perry is I admire him immensely because he has come from a little to a lot. From, but you know, as I was researching all of these people, they still had something. They had a cushion for the pushing. Let me tell you, they had a leg up.
Yeah. It's money to make money.
Yes, and so I was looking at Tyler Perry. He did his first show. He used his own money. He had $12,000 in savings. Man, I didn't have $12,000 in savings. Did you, Mr. Motivator?
No, I did not.
Did you, Louise, have $12,000 in savings?
No.
So my thing is this, Mr. Motivator, and you tell me if I'm way off base. When I hear poor, zero, and making it to the top, and just this financial legend, these people didn't start from zero.
Yeah.
They all started with something within them, and they had a motivation to move and to do what they're doing.
Yeah.
So what I want to see happen, I want to see someone start with a zero bank account.
Did you say zero?
Zero bank account. I want to see somebody start with a zero bank account.
There you go.
Nobody to fall back on.
No backup.
And then go to the top. That's what, you know, to me, that shows, man, they had to have something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, I came to this conclusion when I was thinking about myself and the rest of these celebrities and all that and everything. You know, there's a common denominator for each one of these people.
Before you share that, tell me, there's a few other people I'm throwing
in. Oh, okay. I'm going to let you throw those people in, and I'm going to tell you about the common denominator that I think. And it's two common denominators that make them all what they are and who they are today. So,
okay. Well, thank you. Look, I'm glad you did your homework. This is a very interesting show, though. So those of you that are listening, we want to give you as much insight as we possibly can to motivate you and give you ideas, give you thoughts to help you formulate where you're trying to go or what kind of project that you want to get off the road. Now, some of the information that I have was, my information was taken from the Forbes magazine. And Forbes, always, every year, they research a lot of successful people. They research a lot of billionaires, and they give you information. And so the information changes, and as we change, our status doesn't always remain the same. It's kind of like the Dow Jones. Our status sometimes it fluctuates. It goes a little higher and it goes a little lower, and it sort of rises and falls. But I really admire the people that Lawrence mentioned today, because it takes a strong push to get yourself out there and to make yourself known. Now, Lawrence,
do you know who Cedric Kyle is? Cedric Anthony Kyle?
Well, most people call him Cedric the Entertainer.
Okay. All right. Well, Cedric mentioned something in an interview, and I thought it was interesting. An interview with Jet.
He said after college, he had a paper route. And he said that the kids these days don't understand. He said, I used to deliver the Wall Street Journal at 4 a.m. every morning. They think success just happens magically, but it's a whole ride.
Isn't that true, Lord? Most people, they think that it happens overnight. Now, who ever thought that Cedric the Entertainer was delivering papers at 4 a.m. every morning?
You know, you're exactly right, but I think that right now, at this day and time, our young people are missing it.
Okay.
They're missing what it takes. Even though they have that little button in them, they haven't tapped into it yet, because at 4 in the morning, we're just either getting off Facebook, going to sleep,
mm-hmm.
or we're shutting down our game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we've been playing all night.
Yes.
But we're not thinking about being successful.
Mm-hmm.
We're not thinking about past today. And this is really what I think about when I see young people out there. See, they don't know anything about paper routes. They don't know anything about working in a drugstore. They don't know anything about doing stuff like that. Now, young people want to go to work, not for what they can learn, but they just want to go get money so they can get more piercings and more tattoos.
Wow.
The mindset is so totally different.
Yes.
So this is why you don't have successful Cedric in the Entertainer, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Yes.
Because their mindset is totally different from Cedric the Entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
One day, he had to get up at 4 in the morning and throw those papers so that he could know how to do something else. He didn't want to throw papers all of his life.
No.
But can you imagine if he had just said and just continued to throw papers, never venture out, never do anything? So that would be horrible. So I feel like this is why we don't have many Cedric the Entertainer.
Thank you for saying it, Lord. And all of you that are listening, I want you to pay close attention and take some good notes, because Lawrence and I are going to share some of the common denominators that all of these people who are very successful, we're going to share the common denominators that they have in common with each other. And these hidden secrets will help you catapult yourself into the stage that you're trying to get to. Lawrence, there's another gentleman I have on the list who motivates me. I'm impressed with him. And that's Bill Gates. Despite the fact that Bill came up with Xbox video games and the Microsoft Windows and XP and the Palm Pocket PC and a lot of other different technical instruments and gadgets. What really motivates me and inspires me about Bill Gates is the fact that he loves helping people. The man has a mission to help people. And what he's tracking now, his focus is on the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And they are looking at
how much money that they can raise to bring in to the foundation, because they use that money to go to places where doctors can study infectious disease prevention to help people. And they focus on things like polio, HIV, AIDS, global health care, education, and they look at using technology and wiring systems for libraries across the U.S. so they can help people become more knowledgeable. Now, that really motivates me to think that this man is successful and he has enough that he can just cut off from the rest of the world and just live happy with his family and forget about everything. But his mission, he's focusing on the foundation because he wants to help people. I think a lot of successful people are motivated not so much with the fact that they're going to make a lot of money, the fact they're motivated also by the amount of people that they can impact. They're motivated by the amount of people that they can help. They can inspire them. They can empower them in a special way. That, to me, lets us know that this man is not selfish for him to have that kind of vision, that kind of mission to help other people. Now, the thing that you mentioned about the Walton family, and I thought that was impressive, that Sam Walton built a great empire with the Walmart stores. And, you know, we have the Sam stores all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was in the Forbes where it mentioned Helen Walton, his widow, has X amount of $1 billion, over 17.5 or more billions of dollars she has, you know, her assets, and each one of the children, John, Jim, Alice, and I think there's another one, each one of them have the same amount of money. So Sam Walton left them in a great situation, and you can tell that their focus is on winning because they're doing things. You're seeing Walmart constantly striving to improve itself, to get better with what they do. And I'm going to put this out there because I have a friend that do network marketing. That's another way that a lot of millionaires are built, through network marketing and also real estate. There's so many areas and so many people. But for folks that are listening, if you do have a great product or a great idea, make sure that not only is it a good product, make sure that there aren't a million other people that have the same product. Because if you have a great product and you're selling your herbal nutritional product for $200, okay, and Walmart has the same product for $150 or $175 less than what you're charging for your product, where do you think people are going to go buy their product at?
They're going to go to Walmart.
They're going to go to Walmart. Mm-hmm. So I think those of us that are listening who do aspire to build a successful business, whether it's an entrepreneurship or a network market, make sure that you have a product that's by far exceptional to all the rest and no one else has it. Louise, I saw you looking this way. You have a comment you want to add?
Okay. When I see people that are truly successful, they start out small. And what they do, they build. And by building, you continually do what you do successfully by being consistent. So, like, with people like Walton, Sam Walton, and Bill Gates, they started out with a small concept, a small idea, and they kept continually building on it. And so when they kept building on it and they made it become a legacy, because when you make something that that people need, you come and you meet that niche. What you find out is if you work toward the niche, then people that you targeting this toward, if you got a good product, what makes it successful, if it's people want it, they feel like they need it, they can afford it, and they can keep, you know, getting it. And it don't take a whole lot to maintain it. And sometimes when you get into some of these network marketing companies, what you have to ask yourself these questions. Is it something that people want? Can they afford it? And also, can they maintain it? Because if you get some, you can have a good product, though, but if that person don't have a need for it and they can't afford it, or if they can't, if it's too high, then that product is pretty soon going to be sitting on the shelf somewhere, because nobody wants something that they may have to spend hundreds of dollars for to maintain every month.
That's true.
So,
that's true.
Thank you, Louise. You made a good point. And when you mentioned product, I observed another area, and it was Michael Dell, who is the man responsible for Dell Computers in Austin, Texas. And one of the questions that was asked to him, how do you survive a price war? And he mentioned by producing a slightly lower level cost than the next fellow. It started Dell from the University of Texas dorm room in 1984. And today, he's standing from an elevated desk in Austin. He kept it simple, okay? He knew he had to make a quality product, but he wanted to make sure that his price was lower than the next fellow. How many companies think like that today? We have a lot of executives, CEOs, that are so caught up in the price war, and they're wanting to get there so fast that they leave out that element. They leave out affordability. And I think that's what happened with Mr. Walton. He kept it simple. He kept it affordable. He realized that the working class people and the upper, lower, middle class, everyone needed affordable merchandise. They needed affordable products. Just because you have a great job doesn't mean you want to pay top dollar on everything. And he kept that in mind. But I think because of a lot of greed, there are a lot of companies and individuals that look at the bottom line money. And they focus so much on the money, that's why they can't offer quality merchandise and they don't offer good customer service. Because when you focus on the customer and you want the customer to be happy, you want that customer to be able to talk to you and let you know what the problem is. Okay, but when you got executives that focus only on the money, okay, you want those customers to talk to a machine. You want them to go to line two for this, line three for that, line two, four for this, and when they get through there, you take them to a whole other section to start over again, because you don't want to be bothered with those people, so you create a way for them to never get to you. But Mr. Walton didn't look at it that way. He wanted to make sure those people were happy with what they had. And he started, and you see the same thing with Michael Dell. Another millionaire I looked at it for, another billionaire was Mark Cuban. broadcast.com. And we know how that transpired and opened doors there with Yahoo, and it made him very successful. But again, he looked at a need that may, that wasn't being fulfilled, a need in the technology arena. In addition to that, we look at Meg Whitman's eBay. Internet users haven't stopped embracing eBay. eBay is steady blowing up. I mean, it is so exciting. They got everything on. You can go on eBay and bid for whatever you want. Then we look at, this gentleman had the same name as mine, the guy that was responsible for Amazon. His name is Jeffrey, same as mine. And he hit it big online selling with his book selling idea, which expanded into toys, electronics, prescription drugs, eBay books, music, any book you want. It doesn't matter what the name of it is. If you can't find it in the bookstore, where do you go, Lost? You go to Amazon. Amazon will have that book. Everything. Then, of course, we realize Stephen Case, a billionaire who was check it out, this gentleman was a former Pizza Hut manager before he opened up AOL Time Warner. Without a business plan or a solid team, regardless of gender, no one will invest in it. That's what Susana Sanchez said, who is the board president for the National Latino Business Women Association. And by the way, I was reading their magazine, and it showed how many Hispanic women have built successful businesses just by using the concepts that a lot of these millionaires used and focusing on the customer. But anyway, I wanted to put a little bit out here so we can have a round figure of a lot of individuals that we're exposing today, because we want our listeners to be inspired. We want them to feel good, and we want them to think logical. We want them to think sensible before they go and invest money into something. You know, is this idea something that everybody needs, or is it just something that you want? Okay, anyway, Lost, I want to pass everything back over to you and let you move a little bit further on into the course.
Okay, all right. All the points that you all have spoken to right now is so awesome. I mean, it's really something you can sink your teeth into, and it becomes meat for the soul. All we have to do is listen and take heed, because I don't believe there's anybody who doesn't look forward to being successful. We want to be successful in everything we do. And I believe that there are some circumstances that lead to the success of a person, the success of any individual.
Yes.
Mr. Motivator, the first thing that I, in doing this research and listening to all of these, one thing everybody had in common.
Okay, let's know what that is.
Perseverance. Nobody stopped. They knew inside what they wanted to do,
yes,
and they kept plugging at it. You're going to keep plugging at it.
Yes.
Doesn't matter what you have to lift you into that position.
Yes.
Just take it a day at a time. Just don't give up on it. You can't give up. I promise you, if you give up, you will not be successful. What if Bill Gates had given up? I'm sure he had a partner, but everybody didn't want to invest in his idea.
Mm-hmm.
But he kept at it, because you know what? Somewhere in this world, you're going to find an investor.
Yeah.
You just got to keep knocking on the doors.
Right.
Got to keep knocking on the doors. And another thing, before you can persevere, before you can keep pushing, guess what you have to have?
What's that?
The vision.
Mm-hmm.
The vision. what vision is inside of a person? What do you have inside of you? What do you really want to do? I promise you, I tell everybody on my talk show, and I do Let's Talk Truth, we can go to any person in this world and do anything, but you still can't leave God out of it. And when God created man, he put a little sticky note somewhere down in every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that sticky note tells you what your vision is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many times are we going to look inside of ourselves, look at that sticky note, and say, hey, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. That's what's been missing from my life.
Mm-hmm.
And once you read your sticky note, deep in your gut, deep in your belly, then you start to build on it and start to produce what the sticky note says.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody got a sticky note. Somewhere down in you, there is one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the only thing, the difference in that separates me from Sam Walton, Buffett, Gates, all of those people besides money. But the only thing that separates me from them is if I don't push it, I've got to persevere. I've got to keep looking for it, keep trying to do it.
Yes.
And that means I can't sleep till 2 o'clock in the daytime every day.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to get up and knock on a door. I believe that every one of these men that went through that door of success, they left the door open.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they didn't leave it wide open, but they left it unlocked.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We've got to knock on every door until we find the one that swings open.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes. Thank you. Well, she made some good questions, and I know you did some research on Miss Holly Berry, and she is just such a beautiful lady, and not just beautiful in appearance, but her ability as an actress to come across the screen and to make that character seem so real is just incredible.
Yes, it is.
And what did you find out about the beautiful Miss Holly Berry?
Let me tell you this. First of all, just to show you the extent you need to go to make this happen, I don't know, there was a movie Halle Berry performed in when she was a crack addict.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been a crack addict, but I've seen them.
Yeah.
And Sister Girl looked like a crack addict to me in that. But do you know, to prepare for that movie, she did not take a bath, I believe she said, in 10 days. So she was serious about her role.
Yeah.
Now, if Halle Berry can do it, what are we going to do to get in our role, to make us prosper, to be successful in what we know we're trying to do? So that's one thing I admire about her. People, no, you didn't. She said, yes, I did. She said, and Samuel L. Jackson can tell you that I didn't bathe in 10 days because he had to work along beside me. So sometimes we have to become outrageous.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In order to accomplish something, we have to be out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
You can't stay ordinary and succeed.
Yeah.
You've got to take a risk.
Yeah.
You've got to do something
mm-hmm.
that you don't normally do every day.
Right.
Or you got to do something sometimes that your friends will say, girl, you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would have done that. Yes, you would if it was going to make you all this money and put you up there. Yes, you would.
Mm-hmm.
But take a risk sometimes. Do something different. When you have your vision and you're pushing to get to your vision, just do something crazy sometimes. What is it going to hurt?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what, I mean, you know, the girl, as pretty as she is, she didn't bathe for 10 days.
Yes.
Getting ready for a role.
Right.
Mr. Motivator, what would you do for the right role?
Whatever it takes.
That's what I'm saying.
That's right.
I would do whatever it takes. In fact, I have a lot of respect for the actors and actresses because since I've been flying out of town to work with the company I've been filming with, we're doing this movie. It takes incredible perseverance, energy, because we come into the hotel and they want us there early than the next morning, and we work all day and then we work again at night, and I tell you, I have even more respect for actors and actresses now, because I did not know that they had to go through that much drooling work. Now, two actors I think that really have inspired me over the years, and I watched them when they first got started, and I've watched them on stage, and to see them in person, and to see them out there on stage. Now, you may not remember this gentleman, Lawrence. He could be, you may not have been around at that time, but Billy Dee Williams had such incredible charisma, and this man could dress in an outfit, and when he decided to do that character, you could just feel his presence. I mean, he could just play that part, act that part, but his charisma, his ability to dress and make that character come real was just incredible. And another young man is Denzel Washington. When Denzel goes after the part, and he goes into that character, and he dresses like the character he's playing. He studies that character, and because he wants the fit, he wants to feel just like that character he's playing. And his charisma is so strong, and it's incredible the aura, the charisma that this man projects when he walks out on the stage. So these two men have really been an inspiration to Mr. Motivator.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to ask you, Lord, since you're talking about two hidden qualities, which is perseverance, and what was the other one?
Vision.
Perseverance and vision are two secret assets or two secret tools that most people don't talk a lot about, but they are so incredibly important. Now, Lord, what is a couch potato? Because I hear so many people talking about a couch potato, and I know you probably know a few, so could you expand on that?
Listen, first of all, Mr. Motivator, before I tell you about the couch potato, you mentioned a minute ago about when you're out doing a movie and how grueling it is and you have to stay out there. So
yes.
I want to ask just one question. So is it to the point stressful when you're filming? So when the director says cut, you almost had your knife out and go cut somebody?
Well, since the name of your show is Let's Talk Truth.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. There was a few times I got real angry with that at the director.
Uh-huh.
And when he said cut, I flashed back. Yeah, I had to catch myself because I almost, it's like I had a flashback from being out when I was out there in the hood. And it's funny you asked that, but yeah, it all those feelings come out when you're out there.
Right. I just had to get that out there. See, Mr. Motivator, I'm just trying to motivate him, and let's talk truth at the same time. Listen, now he asked me about a couch potato. Now, I personally, I personally myself has never been a couch potato.
Yes.
Is a couch potato and a procrastinator the same? Do they kind of go hand in hand? Because
mm-hmm.
I've been told I'm a procrastinator,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't do it on the couch. I normally sat in the recliner,
mm-hmm.
in the chair. So is that the same as a couch potato, someone who sits with the remote just within fingertips?
Mm-hmm.
You can turn it up or down,
mm-hmm.
and flip it from one show to the next.
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what a couch potato is. I've seen some.
Uh-huh.
And if I'm a procrastinator sometimes, I have to force myself not to be a couch potato.
Mm-hmm.
That, see, potatoes don't move. They just sit and grow bigger and bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And they never get up and move around.
Mm-hmm.
So before you know it, you've gained weight and you're sitting on the couch and then somebody has to help you up. And your vision, how can you persevere when you can't move? So, yeah, I do know what a couch potato is, and I just encourage everybody. It's so easy to become a couch potato, but you got to keep looking at your vision. Keep that vision. You know, if you have to tape it on something, then you can see it every day.
Yeah.
My vision is to do this. This is what I am geared to do.
Yeah.
Because you already have the tools.
Yeah.
You already have the vision inside, and you've got the tools to work with it.
Yeah.
Do you know sometimes you need to go through some boxes, and you'll find some things that's going to hit that vision that's inside of you, something that you packed away years ago.
Yeah.
Hey, I need this for my Let's Talk Truth show, or I need this for my Mr. Motivator show. So it's just a lot in recognizing your vision and being able to push through it.
Thank you, Lois. I figured you could clear that up for us with a couch potatoes. But, Lois, I'll be honest with you. I think there are a few potatoes that haven't come out of the closet yet. I've been told that there's a couch pork chop and a couch junk food junkie.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you that you know that there are still people in the closet with these things. Do you think a person can be successful, Lord, if they sleep all day, they get up in the afternoon, and they watch TV, and they fix a lot of food, and they click the buttons, and then they stay up late looking at TV, and then they go to bed and wake up late, and they never really get a lot done because they spend so much time sleeping and eating. Do you think a person can be successful if they're like that?
The only way you're going to be successful is that a company is paying you to eat and sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a company is paying you to eat all you can eat,
mm-hmm.
and they're paying you big bucks, I'm not talking about, because you can eat through a $50,000 a year salary. So it's got to be starting at six figures. They got to be paying you six figures to eat and sleep all day. But if that's not the case and you're just eating and sleeping, you need motivation. You need to be motivated to look inside of yourself and read the little sticky note that says what your vision is. See, a lot of people don't have a clue on what you're envisioned to do.
Mm-hmm.
What were you prepared to do? What were you created to do?
Yeah.
What were you put here to do? And you were talking a minute ago, I remember, you were saying something about the different products.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to think over the years that I was born too late because back in the gasoline, when gas first came about and cars are first created, and the oil men, and everybody, the oil.
Yes.
All the people back there, that was a unique thing that had never been done, and people became rich.
Yes.
If you had oil, you were rich.
Yes.
And I used to think about, well, what about those of us that are not born in the oil days, that's not born in that first first segment where oil was everything. If you were oil man, okay, Shell oil, Mobile oil, all that. If you were oil, you were rich. But then I began to think there's a computer age. You know, now Bill Gates, everybody with the computers, the Dell computers, all the things that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so who's going to attack that market? Do you have people who have attacked that market? Has that market been sewn up? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's going to be another age.
Yes.
Now, when will your vision fit the age?
Mm.
See, that's what we're missing. We have a vision, and my vision wasn't to be an oil person.
Yes.
My vision is not to be a computer person.
Yes.
But my vision is to, God is using me to run my mouth.
Yes.
And make money.
Yes.
I.e., Let's Talk Truth.
Yeah.
I can talk to you about anything. You may not like what I'm going to say,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to love you right while I'm saying it, and I'm going to say it. Hopefully, I'm going to say it where you will receive what I'm saying just to grow from.
Mm-hmm.
And by no means my running my mouth says that I'm a perfect person. I'm not perfect. Almost, but not quite perfect. No, I'm just teasing. I'm not perfect. But I will say that whatever your vision is,
mm-hmm.
allow yourself
mm-hmm.
to look at that vision and grasp whatever it is that's holding that vision
inside of you. The vision needs to come out. It needs to come out. And you need to do whatever that radically out the ordinary thing that you need to do to get it working. And once you do it, I promise you, it will be successful.
Thank you for sharing that, Lois. That was a beautiful illustration that you gave us. I think one of the things that may hinder some of us is fear. Fear of the unknown, or the fear of doing something that is within you, but it may be different from what everybody else is doing. You know, Lord, it's great for us to think out of the box, but it's hard, it's difficult for a lot of us to think out of the box because if no one else is doing it, we don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. And you have to be comfortable with who you are and what you have, okay? And for the people that came out back in the day with the mohawk haircuts, okay, that was it. They needed a new look, and it hit it. Okay, but now we're in a different time where people are looking at another different look. And you have to, if you have something, you got to just come on out with it and say, hey, this is what I'm going to go with.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking earlier, you mentioned about people being lazy and not working or wanting to sleep all day. I don't think there's any profession that will pay you to just eat and sleep and just play with the remote, except I found out, if you're a sumo wrestler, they pay you to eat late, eat after 11 and 12 o'clock one, because they want you to grow big masses,
mm-hmm.
and they want you to sleep a little late so that way you can put on extra weight. And so they give you a lot of sugar. They give you a lot of cheese, and you get all of it. And they motivate those sumo wrestlers and everything. But the only reason I was deterred from thinking about going to the sumo wrestling because I felt like they didn't fix their underwear. We'll cover them up good enough.
That's, you know, that's
yeah, I think that's that's right. But anyway, did you want to add something else about people stepping out of boxing and moving forward with their idea? If you have a vision, you're more motivated to doing something, I think, than if, when you're trying to get motivated by someone else's vision.
Mm-hmm. You know, I firmly believe this. There is nothing in this world that prosperity can come from by yourself. Your vision is within you. Mm-hmm. But believe me, when you let it come out, there are other people that have been assigned to be your friend. You did a show a couple of weeks ago, because I was your host, and you talked about being a good friend. And in the show, we talked about no person, no man is an island. You know that song that you know that I don't know because you're older than me. Anyway, you'll find that your vision that will encourage you in your vision. So you won't be alone out there. We just got to get up and do it.
Oh, thank you. And I really appreciate your show and also the emails that we received from people saying that you said some things and no one else ever said those are. But you said, I'm loving you with the heart of God. So thank you. But I want to thank those of you who tuned in to the broadcast today. And as always, we do our best to give you the best. If you want to find out more of what's going on, feel free to go to my blog, which is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter, and that is at CMrMotivator. The letter C as in Cal, MrMotivator. And if you go to my blog also, I have a post for my book, This Our Success is an Attitude. And you can check out where I'll be performing in the local city or area near you. And there's a lot of good things. But I want to thank you for tuning into the broadcast. And I want you guys, if you don't, Mr. Motivator says, dare to dream and keep thinking big. You will fulfill your purpose in life. Friend, you deserve the best. And I want you to enjoy this life. Enjoy everything that's been put here before you. and use your talents and gifts to the fullest. Thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. We love you. Lord, I want to thank you and Miss Louise for coming on the show today. And can you come back and do another show with us? Okay. All right. Well, we will definitely be getting in contact with you, and we look forward to you coming out and doing another show with us. Thank you, folks. We love you. Have yourself a great day. This is Mr. Motivator.